Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday. Yeah. You got every reason in the world to celebrate.
Unless you work tomorrow. In that case, we're sorry.
Aww.
But we're going to make it up to you. We got a big show.
Yeah.
We snatched up Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn to talk about their brand new movie, Snatched. We also got Billy Ray Cyrus in the studio, who's going to be making a huge announcement. You guys definitely don't want to miss this.
Uh-oh.
It might mend your achy, breaky heart.
Aww.
But first, can we talk about the little homie Lonzo Ball?
Yes, okay. I love Lonzo Ball.
Now, he is expected to be one of the biggest picks in the NBA draft this year. Now, what do you love about Lonzo Ball?
His daddy is good and crazy.
Oh,
You're damn right. Now, LeVar Ball is making all the headlines because he's trying to help build his son's brand. I don't know if you've been following social media this week, but they released these shoes, man. These called the Zo2s, and they have a pretty hefty price tag, you know, somewhere around the ballpark of $500.
But I'm hearing nobody likes those shoes. Like, they're dragging them.
I heard somebody said that they were like if Lugs made a basketball shoe. But people are laughing at them because they're charging nearly $500 for a shoe, and the kid hasn't even played a day in the NBA yet.
Wow. Yeah. Did Jordans even cost that much?
No. Limited edition.
Like, jeez.
One person coming to the defense of this whole shoe situation is the game. He just bought a couple pairs to show his support, and he wrote, funny how we're going by Gucci flip-flops for $300 to $400 with no complaints, but then complain and bitch when a kid and his family is making a name for themselves and trying to grow their own brand.
That's right. That's right.
And I agree with him.
Yeah, that's true.
You definitely should support a young black boy trying to make it.
Gary, you the Gucci queen. You wear all labels and name brands. Are you going to wear some of these tennis shoes by Lonzo Ball?
I sure am.
You don't even wear tennis shoes,
but I'm
going
to get to support him when I get my dog on SSI check, and I'm going to go buy a pair call of the day. So I have a pair of Lonzo Balls.
All right, moving on. As a journalist, I'd like to give you guys a Dish Nation exclusive.
Yes.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right, so Prince Harry's grandfather, Prince Philip, just retired, so it seems that Prince Harry will take on more royal duties, right?
Okay.
But apparently, Dish Nation is hearing that Harry is eyeing a move to Los Angeles in order to get out of some of those ceremonial duties and to be closer to his girlfriend, who's based in L.A. So it's kind of a win-win.
That makes sense.
And get this, Meghan may not be his girlfriend for long because a friend of Meghan's tells us that Harry most likely will probably propose to her.
He's doing the right thing. I love him.
Yes, I love this whole situation.
He's also looking at a place in Malibu. Oh. Not only because he loves it, but because that's where Princess Diana was going to move and settle down before she died.
Oh.
Do y'all really think he's going to pop the question?
I mean, anytime you leave like everything you are familiar with and comfortable with behind for a girl, you are smitten and heads over heels.
Yeah, I'm thinking he loves her that much.
Next time he put his pinky up drinking, it's going to be drinking some Hennessy.
Okay.
All right, up next, Lady Gaga is set to star in the 2018 remake of A Star Is Born. And in somewhat a surprising move, she's opted to use her real name, Stephanie Germanotta, as her credit in the film instead of Lady Gaga.
That's how you make a major move.
Okay.
You drop that name for the other profession, and you take on your acting hat with
Will
your real
Smith
name.
Did it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Blew up.
That's right.
Instead of Fresh Prince, right?
He's
Will Smith. I know that's right. Now, that has left the studio with the decision of how to market the film. Is it A Star Is Born, starring Lady Gaga, or starring Stephanie Germanotta? What difference does it make?
It makes a big-ass difference. They needed to use Lady Gaga. Okay, because we don't know her as an actress quite yet.
Right.
So I'm going to go because I'm a Lady Gaga fan and I want to see Gaga. I'll get to know Stephanie a little later.
Yeah, the quote Mariah Carey, I don't know her.
Yeah.
I want to see Lady Gaga.
Right.
And look at Ludacris, honey. Chris Bridges, honey, when he dropped his song.
Yeah, Gary, Ludacris opted for Chris Bridges when it came to the Oscar-winning movie Crash. He explained his decision by saying, I said it more than once, Ludacris won't win an Oscar, but Chris Bridges can.
Oh.
I think it varies from movie to movie. Like, a movie like Crash is mad serious. So, like, you know, like, Chris Bridges works better than Ludacris.
Right. Exactly.
Now in Fast and Furious,
he need to be Ludacris.
That's right.
Ice Cube kept his, like, you know, his rap name.
He did.
Because if I saw O'Shea Jackson, I'd be like, skip it. All right, y'all, we're going to need a bigger table because we're turning this party of four to a party of seven. Got to make some room for our friends out there. L.A., Heidi, Frank, Eric, how y'all doing?
What up?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, baby.
Now, Heidi, we're hearing that you have a makeup tip that Frank is very excited about. What's up with that?
You're going to like this one. You'll all like this one. I think it's really cool. There's a craze that's sweeping the nation right now where women are picking out their lipstick color, and they're doing that by looking at the color of their areola, by looking at their nipples.
Really?
So, now, what the hell?
Oh.
So,
wait,
Portia,
what?
You look at your nipple, and whatever color your nipples are, then you're supposed to match your lip color to your nipples.
That does not work for everybody.
Who the hell wants chocolate lips?
Right? Ain't nobody wearing no brown lipstick.
And how you gonna know that my lips match my nipples unless I show you?
We're gonna have to prove it.
Prove it.
You want receipts?
I'm gonna go ahead and take a look at mine just to see if I match.
All right.
Let me look at mine.
Well, I'm matching mine today.
I imagine Heidi would have to wear white lipstick.
Yeah, I feel that same way.
You have, like, no nipples at all.
I do have nipples. Of course. I see what you're doing.
Are you matched right now, if you had to say?
Yeah, they're like a baby pink, little pink volcanoes.
Oh, what a cute way to describe. Volcanoes, do they erupt?
Oh, sometimes.
Oh.
If you do it,
you got it.
This was a very sexy story that went south so fast.
Now, one woman who has no time to check her nipples right now is Taylor Swift. You know, she likes to write songs about guys. You know, mostly the ones she's dated. And guess who she's writing down on her next album?
Who?
Donald Trump. But they didn't date, though.
Oh,
L.A. Times insider said, times are changing for Taylor. The focus of her songwriting is not about addressing the truth about her former boyfriends, but instead attacking the political landscape, and in particular, Donald Trump.
Oh, a new conscious Taylor Swift album. Okay.
Exactly. She needs to leave Donald Trump alone. She could be deported.
She's from here.
She's from here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Gary.
Where you thought she was from?
I thought she was from Afghanistan. I don't know.
Oh, no, you know.
You know, this is pretty interesting because it gives her a different note to play. Because, like, you know, every time Taylor Swift drops a single, we always try to pick it apart with a magnifying glass, trying to figure out who she's talking about. Mm. So she went political on us. I think it would give us, you know, something different.
And the world needs that. She has a billion, trillion, million followers. So people like to listen to her. So... Yeah, she's following behind Beyonce's footsteps.
I think, too.
Because like Beyonce did the same thing. Mm-hmm.
And Pink did, too. I think Pink has a song, Dear Mr. Mm-hmm. President. Her song was about President Bush at the time. She was, you know, growing up and evolving. So Taylor's doing
that. That was a long time ago. She was a baby Pink back then.
Just like your nipples.
Yay, my nipples.
Now, Taylor may be giving her exes a break, but Harry Styles, man, he's ready to go all in. He has a brand new single called Two Ghosts, and a lot of people think it's all about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Because of the lyrics. Mm. Here's a little sample. Same lips, red. Same eyes, blue. Same white shirt, couple more tattoos. But it's not you and it's not me. Tastes so sweet, looks so real. Sounds like something I used to feel.
You know what this means? Taylor Swift has red nipples.
Are you still on nipples, Heidi?
Brad, I'm not letting it go, it appears.
But they're so dramatic, these people. I feel like they'll date a couple weeks and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so emotional.
All right, honey. So, honey, if you have left your Mother's Day shopping to the last minute, do not worry, baby. This is your last chance, honey, to win $500 in our Mama Says contest.
Okay.
So, honey, for a quick recap, y'all, for those that don't know, honey, by now, in honor of Mother's Day, each day we give you a phrase that every mom has said at one time or another. Y'all know that?
Yeah.
So all you gotta do is, honey, finish the phrase with your own funny twist. The funniest answer wins, honey. It's simple. So, baby, just send your answers to dishnation.com/mamasayscontest. So today's phrase is, if you don't blank, you can't have blank.
If you don't eat your meat, you can't have any pudding.
Yeah.
If you don't make money, you can't have money.
If you don't use it, you'll lose it.
If you don't get drunk, you can't have sobriety.
If you don't think, you can't have knowledge.
Thoughts? Oh, yeah. Okay.
If you don't go to break right now, you can't have paying advertisers.
All right, y'all. Up next, y'all, we have an exclusive interview with Miley's daddy, Billy Ray Cyrus. So don't go anywhere.
Boo.
Dish Nation.
Hey. Hey, y'all, thank you so much for sticking around, and we're going to make it worth your while because earlier in the week, Billy Ray Cyrus stopped by our Los Angeles studios with some big news. But we'll let him tell you.
We are so pumped to have the man, the living legend.
Yes.
Billy Ray Cyrus here in the studio. Thank you.
Now, yes, Billy Ray Cyrus, a huge star. I mean, we get into achy breaky and all that, but I know a lot of you watching Dish Nation might go, Billy Ray Cyrus, that's Miley Cyrus's dad, right? That's Noah Cyrus's dad. Yes, but still a huge country music star.
Before there were gleams in his eye, you mentioned Achy Breaky Heart, and I think we're coming up on the 25th anniversary of the release of that song, which spawned line dancing and launched Billy Ray Cyrus, and you have some information about that song or something new about the song. What's going on?
I went with my buddy Don Von Tress. Don Von Tress, a two-term Vietnam veteran that wrote the song, and we went to Muscle Shoals and recut it.
Well, I want to hear this new version of Achy Breaky Heart. Can we hear a little piece of it?
Oh, you can hear the whole thing. Crank it up.
And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man.
I need this song. When can I get it? Where can I get it?
Oh, you can download it right now.
Now? I can go right now.
Yeah.
Not right now.
No, let's do it now. I don't have a guest. He's fine. I want to get his song.
Well, hell, if everybody's doing it, I guess I'll do it too. So we got the rebirth of the song, and I understand that you're having a personal rebirth as well. Billy Ray Cyrus is what we know you as, but you're going to do something about your name.
Billy Ray Cyrus. I'm changing it to Billy Ray Cyrus.
I like it. I think you should keep it.
Thank you. Thank you. I had always went by Cyrus before
you made
this record came out. And when I was talking to Rolling Stone, they were talking about, you know, me getting back to my roots. And Achy Breaky is the beginning of actually a new album that I've written and everything. It's kind of the cornerstone of this new music that's coming. And they were asking about the music. And I said, no, I'm just going back to my roots. I may even just go back to Cyrus. You know, that was the name of my band.
That stuck.
And that kind of became a thing. But I'm Billy Ray Cyrus.
All right, so you're not going to be with the Madonnas and the Chairs and the Princes and the Cyrus.
Honestly, when this thing blew up like that, like, the killer was my mom standing at the door, tear in her eye. Is it true?
I gave you that name. I held you in my arms and I said, it's my Billy Ray, babe.
I've done a lot of bad things, but I don't want to make my mom cry. You know what I mean? I'm not going there. Yeah, so I'm Billy Ray Cyrus.
Have you ever thought, and forgive me if you've done this and I don't know, because I'm going to look real bad. Have you done duet with Miley?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, we had a big, big record. Not big enough that you would have heard it.
Maybe I'm not remembering it.
No, it was called Ready, Set, Don't Go.
Oh, I do know that song. Yeah. I think it's even in my phone. No.
But Ready, Set, Don't Go, I wrote as Miley was leaving for California. Hannah Montana had been picked up. And going down the driveway, her and her mom leaving, and I walked into the empty house. When I write a song, the words and music, it all comes together at one time. And so I just, you know, started singing, she's got to do what she's got to do, and I got to like it or not. She's got dreams too big for this town, and she needs to give them a shot wherever they are.
Man, you know what? I can
really. I just got goosebumps.
I mean, obviously, it hits me because my daughter just got accepted into Berkeley.
Yeah, congratulations, man. And to see
your little girl, you know, going off and doing her own thing, and she's going to be moving up to San Francisco from Los Angeles, and so it's
all on her own.
Yeah, it's one of those things as a dad just kind of rips your heart out when you see him walking out the door.
But I'm envious of you. That's amazing. I'm still waiting for one of my daughters to cross the finish line in high school.
Billy.
You've done pretty well.
I think you're doing okay.
Well, Billy, thanks so much for stopping by. And be sure to download the new version of Achy Breaky Heart. Ladies and gentlemen, Billy Ray Cyrus. Not Cyrus, it's Billy Ray Cyrus.
That's for you, Mama Cyrus.
Dish Nation. Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, opening today in theaters is Snatch. It's starring Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn as mother and daughter. The two go on an adventure to Ecuador. Things go awry when they're kidnapped by a gang of South American baddies. Then the movie looks crazy funny, and it's a perfect movie to take your mom to for Mother's Day.
So perfect. Oh, really? My mom loves to laugh, so I know she would want to see this.
You know who else likes to laugh?
Hold on.
Our Dish Nation BFF, Andrew Freund. Him and his mom sat down with the cast of the movie, and here's how that went down.
Oh.
So cute.
Amy, what questions do you have for my mom?
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
First of all, thank you so much for your time. What's a moment you've been proudest of your son?
Probably the most proud I am of him is right now, because growing up, he was rather quiet and reserved. And all of a sudden now, he's
out
doing
there.
His thing.
Right.
Exactly.
It's a lot, right?
This is so
very,
weird.
Very, very
triggered. Really weird right now.
This is right.
Fun. Yeah. This is really weird.
Yeah, thank you.
What was it like? What was truly like being with Andrew all these years, raising him to the man that he is today?
I would say that he was actually pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. Let me pivot you real quick. Who's your favorite out of the three of us?
Oh, that's a hard call.
It is a hard
no, it's
one.
Not Nancy.
Loved Christopher and Law and Order.
Yes, yes, you
just
did.
Huge fan.
Yes.
I love your comedy.
Thank
I see
you.
It all the time. And actually, I have not seen you before perform, but you were unbelievable in the movie.
You never saw the film Neighbors, grossed like $300 million.
Nope.
You never saw that one?
No.
Actually,
Suicide Squad, you never saw that one? Mad TV, 105
12
episodes.
12 years.
It's okay.
It'll be okay.
Okay, do you need some water?
I have a question.
Oh, okay.
What was the worst family vacation either of you were on?
Our family, we would go on these cruises. Like, cruise ships would run a deal. You know, it would be like a room for a family of four with like for $100 for a week, but it would be because it was hurricane season, you know, so we would be on a ship and it would be, you know, the and you know, there's like the shows, there's like a dancer.
I know.
The dancers are falling all over
me,
the stage.
The
you could have been you.
Yeah.
A different life. Yeah. That's mine.
Best advice your parents ever gave you?
My mom would always say, be a lady. I didn't follow that advice, but I
no.
did.
No,
but
I like that
advice.
I got a lot of advice, beautiful advice from my mother and father. I remember my mother said to me when I went to New York and I was a dancer, and she said to me in a letter, I want you to remember what the casting couch is. And I want you to know that they can only put you in front of a camera. But if you're not prepared, it's the audience that will decide whether you work or not.
Oh, wow, she knew that.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Do you know what the casting couch is?
Do I know what the casting couch is?
Yes.
No, I'm not sure.
Really?
Casting couch is definitely when a producer or someone, you know, says, if you just sleep with me.
Oh, okay. It's also a great series on YouPorn.
Yeah.
I enjoy
this. This is Amy Schumer telling my mom about YouPorn right now.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to Dish Nation. This Sunday is Mother's Day!
Yeah.
Yay, mommies, and yay, grandmommies, and all the mothers who raised them babies! How are you guys most like your mothers?
I'm like my mama. My mom used to curse a lot.
Really?
Man, I curse a lot, honey.
Gary!
Oh, mama, I'm
what
sorry.
What was her
tell
favorite curse word?
You little bastards.
Nothing. What about you, Headcrack?
I'm clumsy, like my mom.
Yeah.
She used to help a ladder last week. She ate, though. Get better, mom.
Oh, dang. What about you, Fred?
Oh, man, we just like to give people everything. Like, I think my grandmother instilled that in us.
Yeah.
Like, blessed is a cheerful giver, she used to always say. And she would give, like, if she had a chicken wing, she'd give away every part except that little tip part with all the bones in it.
Yeah, like one of the best parts.
Right, but she would keep that part for herself and give away, like, the rest of
it. And you are really giving.
I like to make people happy and smile.
Yeah.
It just makes me feel good.
I love that. Well, I'm most like my mom, my grandmother included, very shady. Very shady. When we get together, no lie, I guarantee you it's going to be a roast session. And you know who's going to lead the roast session?
Who?
Your mom. My grandmother.
Your grandmother.
Iona Sims will roast your ass.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Love you.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.